Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone here on the program. We want to talk about some dementia issues this morning. Megan Peterson is with us. She's a program specialist for the Alzheimer's Association Iowa chapter. Megan, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Very good. Did you and your family have a great Christmas?
We did, yes. It was nice to be able to be with family again.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I know we visited a little bit with Lauren Livingston from the Alzheimer's Association Iowa chapter before the holidays about, you know, maybe in some cases it's the first time in a while we've been able to get together with family. And, you know, some of our older relatives, maybe we've noticed some things or seen some changes in the way they act or react to things. And, you know, how do we deal with those types of things? Well, now that we've gotten through that portion, now it's time to talk a little bit about some of the processes and how we deal with certain aspects of Alzheimer's. It's certainly never an easy process, is it?
No, not at all.
And when we say that, we mean for everybody, the person who is afflicted and those around them.
Exactly. And that's why it's important for us to focus on those caregivers and care partners, right? Once someone's diagnosed, it doesn't just affect them. There are so many people that are affected by this and impacted, and their lives also change.
Yeah, and we know there's a wealth of information online, but you never know for sure what you can really trust. And it's good to go right to the source to be able to get certain bits of information. And I know you've got a session, several sessions actually coming up here starting very soon to really set it out and lay it out there for those, especially those who are caregivers dealing with different aspects of Alzheimer's. So I wanted to kind of talk a little bit about that because you've got it broken down into different stages. Starting here very soon here on January 12th, you've got an early stage session for those who are living with Alzheimer's for caregivers. Can you talk a little bit about what folks will learn from that?
Yes, absolutely. So in the early stage program, we'll break down a lot about understanding the diagnosis a little bit more, maybe talking about the emotions behind it, because after receiving a diagnosis, there's a lot to process, a lot to think of what's to come. And so in this first session, we'll talk a lot about those emotions, being able to get to the point where you can accept the diagnosis, and then making a plan, especially legal and financial, which is another session, but we'll talk a little bit about that in the early stage session as well. So focusing on making sure all of the legal and financial affairs of the person are in order, knowing what the person wishes as the journey continues, and also creating a care team. So who are those people that are going to help you throughout the journey, and who's going to be there, and who can you make sure that you keep up to date on what's happening or for asking for help?
Absolutely. A lot of important things there to consider. You've got some other sessions, too, involving one is entitled middle stage, another late stage. I assume there are different things to consider as you move through it.
There are. So in the middle stage, we'll talk a lot about the changes that happen with communication, with care, as care needs are increased as the disease progresses. And so what will those care needs entail, and will you need to ask for help, and who can you ask for help? And then in the late stage, we'll talk a lot about what care options are there for end-of-life care, because at that point, sometimes care can become 24 hours around the clock, even more so, and so people might need to bring in additional help or ask additional friends or family members to help. So we'll talk about how to approach that subject and how to approach those changes in the middle and late stage classes.
Sure. And Megan, I sit here and look at these notes and I kind of scratch my head a little bit thinking early stage, middle stage, late stage. How do I even know for sure where we are in the process?
Yeah, you know, each person progresses differently throughout the stages of the disease, but we use this stage to help guide us through. So in the early stage, an individual is still going to be able to participate in the things they were once doing. Many people are still working at that time, just starting to see some of the warning signs. The stage that people spend the most amount of time in is that middle stage. So that's when you might see more changes in communication or more changes in memory loss, more changes in being able to understand where they're at or how they got somewhere. A lot of that starts to happen in the middle stages, and then towards the end stages, even more so. So mobility could be affected. In addition to the communication changes, And also towards the end, a lot of times people might have issues with swallowing or doing those daily activities that we do every day. And so that's when people generally need a lot more care.
Yeah, we probably have some stereotypical ideas in our minds with regard to dementia. Maybe those aren't always necessarily the things we want to look for.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's really important to note that with Alzheimer's or dementia, it's more than just memory loss. There's so much more than that goes into the disease. And there are different types of dementia, too, and how those affect an individual are certainly different. And so that's why we use these classes as a guide, and we're able to talk about some of the things that might happen because everyone's journey is so different. People progress faster than others. Some people might live with it for many, many years, where others do not. And so being able to have an idea of what's to come and knowing to look for things more than just memory loss, maybe it is communication changes or hallucinations or changes in mobility. So we talk about that in our 10 warning signs program most often, but we'll also touch on that in each of these Living with Alzheimer's for Caregivers classes.
Oh, very good. Well, the caregivers obviously are very important for those who are dealing with Alzheimer's simply because that's who you lean on. I mean, you're looking for that assistance to a certain extent, and you never know how much assistance you're going to need, but it's great to have someone who's got that knowledge and is able to understand what someone's going through and be able to help them through it.
Yes, absolutely. And being able to feel comfortable talking to people to ask for help. A lot of times caregivers have a hard time asking for help, right? And taking care of themselves is also important too. So that's especially why we wanted to offer this program early on in the year to really give caregivers the opportunity to have education and to make a plan for the year and to find ways to ask for help and to understand what might be coming on their journey.
Yeah, and also understand you're not alone. Sometimes you feel like the weight of the world is on your shoulders, but it's not just you.
No, it's not. You're not alone. And that's the great thing about offering these programs virtually as well. You'll get to see more people than you may have from across the state, and knowing that there are people all over that are going through this, people in your same situation. The Alzheimer's Association is here to help, but also there are people in your local area that we can help connect you with too, because we don't want caregivers to feel alone. We want them to know that they're supported and there are resources for them.
You bet. Well, you mentioned the early, middle, and late stage sessions, and you touched on there'll be some legal and financial information, too, and there is a session for that. And then there's another one that's talking about the advancements that have been made in Alzheimer's treatment. So, you know, it's nice to be able to also share some positive news.
Yes, absolutely. So we're excited to be able to offer this program to talk more about the new treatment, Aduhelm, that was approved by the FDA, and what that entails, what that means for the future of Alzheimer's treatments, you know, that are currently in research trials, and what that also means, you know, what treatments are available currently to help treat the symptoms as well. So we'll talk about the differences there, be able to answer questions, or give people ideas of questions that they can talk to their healthcare providers about.
Sure. Megan, I assume because there's so many folks that are affected by Alzheimer's and different forms of dementia that the outreach that you do has got to be nonstop.
It is. Yeah, it's nonstop, and we won't stop until we've been able to help as many people as possible, and until hopefully we live in a world without Alzheimer's or related dementia too.
Absolutely. Well, these sessions that we're talking about are coming up on January 12th. There's another on January 19th. Again on January 26th, and then February 9th and February 16th. These are late afternoon sessions, and I say sessions. These are going to be online Zoom events. Can you talk a little bit about how folks can find more about that?
Yes, absolutely. They can visit our website, which is alz.org/Iowa, or they can call our 24/7 helpline at 800-272-3900, and our helpline specialist will be able to get them registered for the classes. They'll also be able to register through our website's program event calendar.
Is there a cost for these?
No cost. It's free of charge.
Okay, very good. And folks should not feel concerned at all about getting in. This is just simply an opportunity for folks to use it the way they want, right? If they just want to absorb information, that's fine. If they have questions, there'll be an opportunity for that too?
Yes, absolutely. And there's always an opportunity for questions in these programs, and then follow up with one of our staff members throughout the chapter too, if people have additional questions.
Okay, very good. That was my next question too. Yeah, what if they click off afterward and they still have a few thoughts in their mind that they didn't really get answered, so they can always check back?
They can, yep, and we'll provide contact information in the program.
Okay. And now, is it necessary for them to get in on every single one, or if they're interested in a few, can they do that too?
Yeah, they can just join whichever sessions work in their schedule or maybe are interesting to them. And if they're not able to come, they can still reach out and register, and we can send them a recording of the program.
Okay. Then that was my other question too. What about archives? Will they be archived for later? And you just answered, so perfect. All right, very good. Well, good information, and some good information to be shared here too during these sessions. Alzheimer's unfortunately affects a whole lot of folks, including a whole lot of Iowans. So it's an important issue to talk about and keep those lines of communication open, and this is one way to do it. So check that out. Again, you can go online, alz.org/Iowa, or give their number a call at 800-272-3900 to learn more. Megan Peterson, a program specialist with the Alzheimer's Association Iowa chapter, with us this morning. Megan, thank you so much for the time, and good luck with this project.
Thank you so much, Jim.